I got itchy neck. It's coronavirus. I grew up in the country with a dirt driveway. Do you know how bad I wished we had a paved driveway whenever I was growing up? We have, you know, there's the cement patio out back. So like when I got rollerblades for Christmas one year, oh my gosh. So I would skate on that patio back there, but I so badly wished that we had a paved driveway.
To Why didn't you go out and skate on Mount Misery?
That's a busy road. I wasn't even allowed to ride my bike on Mount Misery. Only like if I was crossing.
The right decision that your parents made.
As I don't know, it's one of those weird things that now as an adult, if I were looking into buying a home, that's one of those things like that I want because of that growing up. I wanted a paved driveway so bad. So now it's just ingrained in me. I want a paved driveway.
Let's do this real quick. Welcome everybody to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob. I didn't have a paved driveway either.
Is it something that you, at any point ever in your childhood, did you wish? Like, man, I wish I had this paved driveway to ride my bike on.
Not at all. Not at all. Because we did crazy things. So, there was this, I guess you would call it a hill, but it wasn't really a hill. It was kind of like our, where we lived. I was in a neighborhood that didn't have paved roads. Like, it was just like a big...
Is it dirt?
It was like a dirt road? It was a dirt road, but it wasn't like a single dirt road. It was like a dirt road that spawned into more dirt roads, and there was just like houses and trailers everywhere. Mm-hmm. And our trailer was below the level of the road. So like when you pulled into the driveway, you kind of went down.
Yeah.
So we had these hills in our front yard that came down from the dirt kind
of
road.
The opposite of our yard now, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. And we would do things with that hill that was fun. We'd ride our bikes. And I mean, I'm talking about steep. Not like a gradual thing. It was like a 4-foot drop.
Our neighbor's yard. Our next door neighbor, growing up, their front yard was like that. They had kind of that slope down from the road. And we played plenty of times on that hill.
I've seen that. It's bigger than that. I mean, like it was, maybe it's not. Maybe I was real young. Mm-hmm. So maybe in my mind, I was like, oh my God, this is Mount Everest. I mean, that could be a real thing. Like I could remember. You need to remind me to, you know what? I know how we can find out. Hang on.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
First of all, welcome to the podcast. I got you on a podcast right now, so don't say anything crazy. I need to ask you a question. You ready?
Okay.
When we lived in Manchester, the hills that are not the hills, but like that slope that came off of the road, the driveway, or not the driveway, the like the road, the neighborhood road, was it a real big drop? Like in my mind, I remember it being really steep, and we would like roll down it in barrels and bicycles and stuff. Or is that just me as remembering, you know, my vision as a small child and thinking it was way bigger than it really was?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't even remember.
What do you mean you don't remember? We lived there for years.
I don't remember there being a slope.
What? Where's Dad? Let me talk to Dad. My mama done lost her mind. She don't. We lived there for years, Katie.
Oh,
years.
My goodness.
Where's your husband? Let me talk. Hey.
Hey.
We're on the podcast. I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
I always give people a warning, like, don't say anything crazy. all right. When we lived in Manchester, you know how the house or you know the trailer sat lower than the road?
Yes.
And there was that drop off, right? So if you were on the road and you went to walk into our yard, it was a hill. Like you went down.
Yeah, you're like going downhill, yeah.
Yeah. So in my mind, as a child, it was big. Like that drop, like that steep drop into the front yard. Like we would, we got in the barrel. Remember the big 50-gallon barrel and would ride down it?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. As an adult, was that a steep drop or do I just remember it strangely because I was a child?
Well, it was steep enough that when we had the Impala and the front seat was messed up in it, your mama would have to give it the gas so it would go up the driveway. And the seat would go back. The seat would go back, and it would snatch her hands off the steering wheel and her feet away from the pedals. And the car would go up onto the road, and she was not steering. Oh man! So it was that, at least it was steep.
It was steep. So I'm not remembering that wrong.
It sounds like it was pretty steep then.
You know what I just remembered? Tell me if this is the wrong car. Okay, here we go. I'm really sorry if this embarrasses you, Dad, but we're going there.
Okay.
I remember being in the back of one of these cars, and I think they had gone up that hill so many times in that yard that it broke the seats.
Well, That same car.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm about to bring up.
Yeah, we had to push the seat forward and put 2x4s in the crack and pull the seat back so it would stay up.
So
back in the back seat.
The seat, Katie, wouldn't stay up.
Right.
So you had to push it forward and wedge pieces of lumber into it. And then and then you would lean against the seat and it wouldn't fall. So I remember as a kid, I would start kicking at them boards.
Oh,
and I didn't realize that could have killed everybody.
Yeah, that was a
because then boards came out, the driver would come into the back seat,
and you're just kicking them.
Yeah, that was a 1972 not a care in the world, just Chevrolet kicking Impala.
It was a what now? Sorry,
it was a 1972 Chevrolet Impala.
It was green.
Two-door, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I forgot it was a two-door. So this is what would happen. Yeah. This is what would happen. I would go to the driver's side, right? And I'm going to get in. Well, they have to push the seat forward for my little fat 11-year-old body to squeeze in there.
Right.
And I would knock them boards out every time. And then I'd have to wedge the boards back in so he could put the seat back so that we could go to the grocery store and get Twinkies and whatnot. Yeah.
See, I don't know if you remember these type of seats or not. I guess they still make these type of seats, but you had to reach between your legs down up under the seat and grab the handle and then rock yourself back and forth to get this bench seat to
and it would go clack, 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 clack.
And that was like an old beach chair. It wouldn't lock in. So
right, and it just went back.
Give it the gas, it slammed back into the back, and that's what broke the seat.
So I am not remembering it wrong. That was a steep drop off.
Sounds that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
It definitely sounds that way.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Just hanging out. I guess getting ready to go. You know how we are. Old people got to go to bed by 10. So
how did we make it just so hard?
What did she say? How did she make it so hard? What did whoa? What?
We had 2x4s in the bottom of the floorboard facing the other way to keep it from sliding back.
Did you hear what she asked?
She said, how did we keep it from sliding back and forth?
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't stop.
Oh, the boards?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just because we were all large people, and when you leaned against it had no choice.
It just put the weight on it. It stayed right there. Yeah, that's right.
It just stayed there.
Yeah. Well, I know. I went flying to the back quite a few times.
Yeah. Let's go. Trying to get out the driveway.
Yeah, she land. I'd have to push her up.
Yeah,
you hear me, Katie?
Yep.
It would fall, and she would land on me because I was sitting behind her, and I had to push her up.
Put her seat on the back of the seat and push the whole seat up.
And she'd have to grab the steering wheel and pull herself forward so that I could push the seat and wedge the pieces of wood back in it.
Oh my goodness. Forgotten all about it. What made you think about the seat in that car?
You know what?
I think about that car all the time.
I have no idea.
I'd like to know where that car was at.
We were talking about something and ended up talking about dirt roads. Oh, your driveway. That's where it started. We were talking about Katie's driveway.
Oh, Katie's driveway. Okay, because you remember your grandma and grandpa parked the RV down in there. And it got stuck. And we had to get the record to get it out. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I am happy that I didn't lose my mind because I started doubting myself and I was like, maybe it really wasn't that steep. There's RVs getting stuck in it. People's cars, seats are breaking. it was steep. Katie, we would get into a 50-gallon barrel.
Yeah.
And you have to get on your knees and tuck yourself in. And there'd be other kids and they would just go and
Turn it loose and roll down the slam.
Oh my God.
I'm sure if given the hill, the barrel, and the opportunity, I would have done the exact same thing.
If I could fit in a barrel, I might would do it now. It was fun. I remember being fun. It would be way different as an adult. I think as an adult, you like when the barrel stops, you have to wedge yourself out and you probably just lay there going,
why?
Well, that was
why did I do this? Yeah, I couldn't do what that. Have I, like I gotten myself into? Grown-ups,
when they wedged him in that skidder tire.
What are you talking about?
The movie Grown Ups when they got him into that skidder tire.
Yeah.
And when he got done, he puked all over everything. Yeah, that would be me. I just went all
Yeah, just like that. Just like that.
Hey, can I talk to you for one more minute?
Sure.
We wanted to have you guys on because you were going to tell me a story. And it's been like 2 months, 3 months, and I really want to know about it. What happened when you guys were out on the boat?
Which story? There's two.
There's three
stories. We caught fish. That's one. That's a simple story. That's
I can your dad hear me?
Can you hear her?
I went over to your parents' house one day. I think I might have been picking up the kids or something. Maybe your mom was watching the kids. And while I was there, your dad and your brother come home. They had been on a fishing trip. They had been invited to go deep sea fishing. And yeah, so I think Rusty might have come in first, or I don't remember. Rusty was standing there in the kitchen. And so I asked him, I said, how was your trip? Did you catch anything? And he chuckles and he said, well, the part after we got the humans out of the ocean, it was kind of boring after that. And I was like, do what?
Y'all got humans out of the ocean?
Yeah, they the water got really rough. So I guess, are you still there?
Yeah.
The water got really rough. So they were trying to hold their position. Instead of using a trolling motor to do it with, they threw an anchor out. So the anchor rope somehow or another got tied up with the boat motor. So when the swell went away and the boat dropped down, it tangled the rope up. So when the water came back to pick the boat back up, it didn't pick it back up.
It held it in place.
Oh, my God.
It couldn't go,
So over.
So, it couldn't go above the wave. Yeah. The wave came over the boat.
Right. So the water came in, swamped the boat. And when we first looked over there, the guy was standing on the edge of the boat with one arm on the canopy, and he was waving at us. And we were like, do y'all know him? I don't know him. He's waving at us. We waved.
Who that? Who that?
Who that?
Yeah, within about 5 seconds, the boat was upside down, and three guys were in the water. I was like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, and then after that, the fishing was just, it was like.
Wait. So, I got to paint a picture here.
Okay.
You guys had your motor running, right?
Yes.
In the boat. So that your boat is like a John boat. It's not like a big boat.
No, it's a pretty good sized boat.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big boat. It's not like a yacht or anything. It's a two or three person boat.
It's a good sized fishing boat. Yeah, you can put six people on it.
I
walking around on it.
Love the thought of visioning my dad and my brother. You know, my dad is, you know, how old are you? 63? 64, 65, 58?
I just turned 60.
Oh, that's right. You just turned 60. So, I mean, like, you know, I don't want to call you an old man, but we're getting close, right?
Well, I was born 60 years ago. So yeah.
Gray hair, you know, beard, and Rusty, my brother, is he 6 feet?
Yes.
At 6 feet tall. He's
300 pounds.
Just a big, burly dude. And you guys are in this boat. I'm going to save people's lives.
I mean, that has to be horrifying to watch. Like, they saw this boat get capsized. These people go in the ocean.
I'm just wondering, like, they look at, you know, my brother and my dad, and for a split second, they got to go, should I get in the boat?
Yeah. Right? I mean, because they just got out of one that didn't make it. So, but there was four of us on there, the captain of the boat, and then, of course, the guy I work with and Rusty. So, and it was still plenty of room. We got two other guys on it. So,
how does that work? How big does your boat have to be to have a captain?
Well, I mean, it's his boat, and it was a charter, so it's kind of like Gilligan's Island. They had a captain too. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, like your boat. When you take your boat out, are you the captain?
No.
Why not?
Just not.
So what how big does your boat have to be before you deem somebody the captain?
I guess you may, if you sell seats, I guess if you turn it into a business, yeah, you'd be the captain. But okay. Mine's not a, I guess that's how it works. I don't know. I mean, because he sold my seat. It cost me $150 for that seat I sat in. So Katie?
Yes.
Did you ask BJ about the thermometers?
No, I have not gotten to that quite yet, but I did not forget.
Is this the joke? Is this the joke?
This is the joke.
Because I have, oh no.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell? Can I tell you right now?
Wait, hang on. All right. I got the page here with all these. Man, we haven't podcasted like we should have for a little while. Well, we've missed some weeks for sure. So I've got this paper with things that have happened over the past month, and Katie's joke is written on this paper.
It's written on there?
It's written on there, yes.
Oh, is it this one?
Yeah, I think this is what you're about to talk about, right? I wrote it down so we wouldn't forget.
Oh, okay.
Here, I get to mark it off now.
So I seen the conversation.
What's wrong with your throat? You ain't got the Rona, right? Can Rona come through the phone?
No.
Put your mask on.
What's that smell?
I can't smell anything. Let me tell you what. You know how many times during the day I just smell my hands just to make sure? Like, okay, I can still smell stuff.
Right?
Yeah, I do that to see if I got hand sanitizer on.
Oh, like when the smell of the hand sanitizer starts to wear off, you're like, more! Yeah. Kill the Rona!
Right.
Time to reapply.
Yeah, because see, my scanner will come on every once in a while and tell me to apply it to my steering wheel.
What?
And apply it to my gear stick.
Wait. I can't breathe. What the hell are you talking about?
Why is that so funny to you?
Why do you?
It's not just enough. See, I touch thousands and thousands of pieces of mail.
He's got to sanitize his steering wheel.
Yeah. Oh my God. I thought he was saying that he had some kind of like scanner in his car that would remind him to clean his steering wheel. And I was like, it ain't that bad.
Well, I was following him. I missed it. I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
So my scanner comes on with the emergency alerts every once in a while, like your phone does if you have tornado alerts or what, something like that.
Or like, and yeah, every like once a missing in a while, child. Just, yeah.
Right. All right. Well, it does the Amber Alert too. Every once in a while, it'll come on there and say, "Apply hand sanitizer to your steering wheel and your gear stick knob." I mean, because that's, you understand what I'm saying? Because that's stuff that I frequently touch after I touch mail. The next thing I do after I touch somebody's mail is reach over and touch the steering wheel.
What an odd world we live in.
Right. Exactly. It's just changed everything. Everything that you wouldn't even think. Keys. Oh my gosh, you know your keys is probably the nastiest thing in the world. And my scanner will tell me every once in a while to sanitize my keys.
Wash your nasty keys.
Right? While I'm doing
your dirty mailman.
Do my keys and stuff like that too. So it's crazy.
So you're a grown adult.
Yes.
You're a grown adult. And there's constantly somebody like, hey, you need to clean your steering wheel. Hey, clean your shifter knob. Yeah. Hey, your keys, man. Come on, dude. Clean your keys off. You know better. You wear your mask? You got rubber gloves on?
I don't wear them if I'm in my van, but if I have to get out and get somebody to sign for something, I have to put it on. Yeah.
It's definitely okay that you don't drive around by yourself with a mask on. It's fine.
Exactly. And I don't want nobody to take me wrong, but I kind of make fun of those people, and I don't want to be one of them. You know, to see one person in the car right by himself with the mask on, and he passes me, and I know the look on my face is, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at him.
All right, hey, let me tell you something.
I got that look on my face like, what in the world, dude?
Let me tell you something. You can't judge people that do that, okay? You
understand.
Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I did. I was one of those people. I would be driving, and I'd see somebody by themselves wearing a mask in the car, and I'm like, pfft.
Windows all rolled up and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, come on. What are you doing? You don't need a mask. What was that noise?
That was me.
Were you with? He was.
I can't breathe now.
My dad turned into a teapot. Did you hear that, Katie?
Yeah.
Katie's looking up something on her phone. She ain't been focused on us for like 3 minutes. Oh, my God. What were we talking about?
The dude riding around by himself.
Oh yeah, I would see somebody driving with a mask on, and they're by themselves in their car, and I'm like, oh my God, What are you doing? But this is why I don't judge him anymore. I was at work and I had my mask on for about 8 hours, minus like taking sips of water or something like that. I wore my mask for 8 hours. It's time for me to leave. I walk out to my car, get in my car, and I'm driving down the road. I got my GPS on. I'm putting a podcast on. And about 15 minutes into my drive, I open up a Red Bull and I go to take a sip and realize I'm still wearing that damn mask.
That's the mask, right?
For 15 right. minutes by myself in the car with the windows right. up, because I'd been wearing it all day and I didn't notice anymore.
It's just become part of you.
Hey, Katie's back. She didn't let us know she was leaving. What happened? Right.
I was looking up just information on, like, what does it take to declare oneself a captain of a boat?
Here we go.
And I've literally just Googled and read like a couple things really quickly. But so far what I found is that there are two ways to achieve the title of boat captain. One of them.
You got your pen ready, Dad?
Is to buy a boat.
Oh, halfway there.
Take it on the water and declare yourself captain.
That's it?
The other is to apply for a license through the U.S. Coast Guard.
Wait, how much does that cost?
So commercial fishing skippers don't need licenses. Neither do pleasure yachters. But to become...
I want to be a pleasure yachter.
To become a captain and be paid under that title, mariners must be licensed. So if you want to, you know, charter your boat, if you want to make money off of being a captain,
then you have to get a license.
You have to get a license.
But if you're just going out and not charging people,
yep.
If you're like, I want to get 50 of my closest friends.
Yeah. If you just want to wear the hat and be in charge, you can buy you a boat, take it out on the water, and just, I'm the captain.
That's crazy.
Wait. I have an idea. We buy a boat. Step one. Step two, we take it out on the water. Step three, I declare myself a captain.
I guess, does that make me the skipper? Do I get to be the skipper?
No, the first mate.
First mate.
All right. I like that.
What step was that? Was that four?
I don't know.
Yes, first okay. mate was four.
Step five.
I was just worried about my title and all this.
Step five, we change the name of the podcast to the Captain Bob and Katie Show. Step six, we're millionaires. We're going to be rich.
Right?
And then we just talk about our life on a boat?
Yeah.
Like, do we
live? Podcast right off the boat. Right
doing, like, are we going to live on this boat? Are we getting a houseboat?
We probably can't live on it.
I don't want to live on a boat.
We don't have houseboat money.
Right. We have. Money, right?
What do you say?
We got John Boat money, right?
We might have John Boat money. I don't think we have John Boat money.
I don't think we do either.
You know what? Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. Hang on, wait. We're doing this right now.
We don't have kayak money. No, we don't have kayak
money. We need everybody to go to Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow and become a patron. Listen to all the extra podcasts we have so we can buy a boat and I can become Captain Bob. That has so, to happen.
I guess
Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow.
That's all you need.
Do you know how much power kayak. And authority a captain has?
Canoe. All of it. They have all of the power and authority.
They can marry people.
And if you what?
They can be judge. They can be judge and jury.
Wow.
They can sentence people.
What do you mean?
Like put in the brig or in the whatever.
Oh my God! We have
in
to
the
buy.
Dungeon.
We have. There is no dungeons in the boat.
I mean, you know the damn part.
We have to buy a boat with a brig. That's it. We're sea people. Just like that, we just became sea people.
We just became seamen, huh?
Whoa!
So what was the thermometer?
Oh, so I go to your parents' house the other day, and your dad he comes out and he tells me that he has a joke to tell me. To be able to tell you on our next podcast.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, all right. Tell me.
Let me tell you what. She is turning red. She's excited. She's shaking her hands real fast. Mom and Dad. So you know what Katie acts. She's doing it right now.
So
her smile is so big. If I wasn't on the phone, I would take a picture and send it to you. She's
okay.
really happy.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Here it goes. He said.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her turfet. I'm sorry.
What is the What is the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
Oh, placement? I mean,
the taste.
Ew, that's gross. Dad, why are you telling these nasty jokes to my wife for?
So now you know when your kids gives you this funny look when you take their temperature.
We have we have two thermometers. We've got that. Wait. We have this thermometer that it's you put on your forehead, like swipe it around.
We actually have three thermometers.
Okay. Well, I don't. I don't know where they are. Right,
okay. I keep that one in the diaper bag so we don't accidentally mistake it for.
Thank God. Yeah. Because I found another one in there. It's like a pink one, and it's the one that goes, I would have assumed, under your tongue. And I
yes.
And now, correct. In the age of Rona, I constantly think I'm sick all the time. I'm like, right? I'm scratching my neck. I'm like, oh God.
Is my forehead, scratching your neck?
Is my forehead
warm? Is that a sign of COVID? Itchy neck? I don't
know. Nobody knows the truth. Nobody knows.
I got itchy neck. It's coronavirus.
When it first started out, when Rona first became a thing, I heard people were getting diarrhea and dying. I didn't know what was going on. Nobody knows what. Then they're like, we have a dry cough. And I'm like, what the hell is a dry cough? What is that? I never heard of that before, Rona.
Right.
So you don't know. Then they were like, when you have the Rona, you can't smell or taste things. And I'm like, what? So when I say that my neck itches, when I say that my neck itches and I think to myself, I have to think about it for a second. Don't judge me. Right. Don't judge me. People are having diarrhea. They can't smell things. They're getting their temperatures. They got dry coughs. That sounds like a wet cough.
I believe we have worn out the batteries in the forehead thermometer, the one, you know, you scan it.
Right.
Because, yeah, we've used it so much. The last few times.
Like, don't touch the spoons. Let me take your temperature first.
I've only been like 96 degrees the last couple times. And I'm like, I don't know if this is accurate.
I'm pretty sure I got the Rona. Why is it so low?
What's the deal with taking your thermometer before you eat? Taking your temperature before you eat. Have you heard that?
I mean, I haven't heard anybody say that, but it makes sense, like, scientifically, because have you ever eaten like a milkshake and then afterwards you feel cold? Yeah. I would imagine eating food might change the temperature of your body and it might give you a false reading.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess that's right.
What'd you say? Tell mom we're on a podcast and she's going to talk. She's going to get closer to the phone.
Like if you eat chili or soup or something really warm and hearty like that, yeah, it like warms you up.
So like you make a big, beautiful, tasty, smelling good bowl of chili and then you eat it, right? And then you cough because there's some pepper in it. And then you're like, oh God. Let me go check my temperature. And then you check your temperature, and it's like 101.3. And I mean, like, that could happen.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That's kind of high.
Yeah.
He just ate chili and died.
That's kind of a high temperature for chili eating.
The Roma got him.
Jalapenos.
I am going to.
Steak.
Okay, at the end of our episode, we've got like this little weird music thing, and I put it at the end tonight when the episode ends, the music's gonna fade out, and right before the audio cuts off, I'm just gonna put a clip of you going jalapenos. That's gonna happen, 100%. That's happening.
Okay. Hey.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
On a stick.
Yeah, yeah. All of that is going. All of that is going on the end of the episode.
Oh my goodness.
So, what made you decide to do it over? Well, I guess never mind. I guess it was the Corona thing.
Decide to do what?
Do the podcast with the phone calls and stuff like that. But
oh, I couldn't remember the size of the heel. And I was just going to call mom and ask her. And then when you were on the phone, I was like, I want to hear the story about you pulling humans out of the water. That's all okay. It was. Yep. Okay. Well, I'll let you old people go so you can go to sleep. And I'll give you a call tomorrow.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate you including us. That was pretty cool.
No, it was fun. All right. Love you guys.
Love y'all.
Love y'all too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I'm like all yelling in my microphone. Bye. Bye, y'all.
Well, that turned out well. I like my parents. They're good people.
I love your parents.
Yeah. Here's the sheet that I was talking about earlier with all the weird things written down. I'm going to let you choose because you have no idea what any of this stuff
is. Well, I want to know about this impression. You've told me you have an impression.
I did.
To show me.
I accidentally stumbled across an impression I can do.
How did you accidentally stumble across this? I want to hear that.
I was in my car. I can't tell you. I have to tell you after.
Okay. Well, tell me after.
Because I wanted to do the impression and then see if you could guess who it was.
Oh, you're going to make me guess?
Yes.
Oh, God. And then, but what if I don't guess? Then I'm going to feel really bad.
Then it just means that I really didn't do a good job.
Okay. Go ahead.
But after I do it, then I'll tell you how it happened. Because if I tell you how it happened, it'll let you know who it is. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I got to take my headphones off.
I'm closing my eyes. Is that weird?
No, I feel like I can. Not weird. Close your eyes. Here's, ready? Hey! You jumped so bad.
Oh my gosh! Is that the Oh my gosh! Ford Fairlane guy.
Oh, no. It must have been bad. It must have been real bad.
Oh, who was it?
Wow, I feel horrible now.
Who was it?
Ford Fairlane. I was doing that thing that Kevin Smith does when he comes out on stage.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
Was it bad? It wasn't good.
No.
You want to do it again? I don't want to do it again.
Now...
It was fun to watch you jump because I don't think you were expecting me to yell.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
We were. I'm talking to the people. I'm talking to the people now. No, I'm talking to the listeners. Katie and I were having a conversation earlier, and I was telling you about the impression, and I was like, I'm kind of nervous because I can't practice and I haven't done it in like 3 or 4 days. Remember I told you I was like, there's a reason I can't practice. Uh-huh. It's because I can't walk around the house at night screaming like that. I was one. We got 3 kids upstairs. I can't just keep doing that.
Yeah. So that's. No, I totally hear it now. Now, like, I don't know, now that you told me, yeah.
So how I accidentally did this was I've watched it twice now in like a week, the Jay and Silent Bob reboot. And then I was listening to a podcast of his and he did it.
Yeah.
And when he did it, I was just having a good time and I did it too. So I was driving down the road just yelling.
No, I get it.
Hey!
I totally get it.
Oh, man. People must see me sometimes.
Have you heard me in the car?
Oh, I know. People must see me sometimes when I'm driving and be like, this dude crazy. He's crazy. And that's true. That's real life. It's true.
That's all right. I like your crazy.
Oh, I like your crazy too.
Is that my chair? Oh, I think it was my chair. I'm so sorry.
You're wiggling your butt. You say, I like you. You butt start wiggling. That's good.
Wait, little puppy.
Ooh, I like you.
Oh, I feel like that made me have to pee. Like I jiggled my bladder.
You and your weak bladder. Okay, what do you need to go pee?
Or so, are we moving
on? You want to pick another one? We can mark this off. We're done with that one.
Oh, you can mark this one off too.
Oh, Katie's joke. We did that.
What's the underwear about? Okay. Wait. I don't know here.
Do you want to read them to the listeners?
No, I don't. It's my own personal.
All right.
Gotta keep some things private. Okay, underwear. Tell me about underwear.
Okay, here's the thing.
Is it the panty party at Victoria's Secret?
What? What are you talking about?
I get emails from.
I don't get emails stores. From my panty parties.
Well, you should sign up for Victoria's.
Can you send
emails.
Me some of the panty party emails?
I sure will.
Just forward them. Just send it to the Bob and Katie Show at gmail.com.
No, it's a sale of Victoria's Secret's having.
Was it $7 for $32?
$7 for $32. Panty Man. Party. See? I'm not making this crap up. It's legit.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal on
you guys
there.
Don't know what his girls be doing.
For $32. I'm gonna have to say that I'm not sure that I'm okay with you buying seven more pair of panties.
I didn't buy anything. I was just showing you the email. Why did you just get so defensive?
Because let me tell you why this word is written down on this book.
Okay, tell me.
If anything ever happens to us, God forbid, I'm not trying to talk into existence. Something happened. And we, you know, perished. Somebody's got to come into this house and, like, do things.
Oh, like with right? our belongings?
Yes.
Ew, that's so creepy to think
if both
about.
Of us,
do we have to talk about that?
Yeah. If both of us, something has both of us at the same time. Somebody's got to come in and take care of things.
Pause on that thought for a second. I was in line dropping off the kids at school. Like, I don't know, I think a few days ago. And one of the kids were like, Mommy, how many years do you have left to live?
Whoa.
And I was like, dude, I don't know.
You should have been like, three.
They were like, do you get to live to be 100? And I was like, well, that's the thing, you don't know. And they're like, so what if you only get to live to be, like, and they were like, you know, just throwing out different numbers. And I'm like, can you guys, can we not have this conversation?
37. That'd make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And right, Mommy's not going to live till she's 37.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
No, I, oh, oh.
Y'all better put your seatbelts on.
So I'm sorry, finish your story.
But somebody's got to come into the house and take care of things. And I found something in our closet the other day that I was like, I don't know that I'm okay with this. Because
was it something of yours or something of mine?
It was something of yours.
Something of mine?
That people are going to think is mine. And I'm not okay
what?
With it. It is a.
Oh my God.
It's a brown paper bag. That it looks like an old brown paper bag that you would got from, like, I don't know, Joey's flea market. Like, you buy something, it just comes in this weird, generic brown paper bag. And I saw it, because I was moving stuff around, and it kind of, like, fell down a little bit. You know what I'm about to talk about, don't you?
This
know
is so embarrassing! I cannot even believe.
This bag falls out the top of the closet, and hits the ground, and I look at it, and I'm like, what the hell is that? So I pick it up, and I open it, and I peer inside, slowly. And it's completely filled with panties. Just a large amount.
Thongs, to be exact. They're all thongs, yeah.
A large amount. Like, a lot of them.
Thank you for letting everyone know that I have a bag of thongs in my closet. Bob, and why?
My first thought was, if somebody finds this bag of underwear, women's underwear, they're going to be like, ooh. Bob, it's weird.
Now I feel like I need to explain why there's a bag of thongs in the closet. You can't just leave that hanging.
Like, do you want to explain? Or
no, but I didn't want you to tell everybody either. Okay. So I guess here we are.
I already explained
here we are.
Why do I got a bag of thongs in my closet?
Okay, the details are a little vague, but when it had something to do with when we moved.
Uh-huh.
When we moved into our house 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
I was extremely pregnant. And instead, whenever we were unpacking, for some reason, I had all the thongs. I couldn't fit them because I was extremely pregnant, and I had gained a lot of weight.
Okay.
And I think we were, like, unpacking, and so I'm, like, going through things as we're in the moving process. But I had this, like, a lot of thongs, and I didn't want to throw them away just because I was fat and pregnant at the time. But they took up a lot of room in my underwear drawer, so I
would
threw
say
them in a bag.
So. Where did you get the paper bag?
You know, I think, like I said, it all happened while we were in the moving process, so I'm assuming it was just right there.
It's like, I'll pack them in this.
Yeah, like I said, the details are very vague because it was just, yeah, it was a crazy, crazy time. Like, we moved. We had 2 2-year-olds. We moved. And then we literally had a baby a month later, and it was just, yeah, things were crazy. And so the packing and unpacking, stuff. It was, yeah, we got rid of a lot of things. Yeah, it was just, but yeah, that's somehow, it was, it all had to do with I was fat and pregnant and I couldn't fit in them. And so I threw them in a bag in the closet.
Yeah, I didn't go through it. I opened them up. I didn't even know they were thongs. I just saw panties and I was like, well, this ain't mine. And I folded it back up. It was like, you know, the paper bag's like rolled. The top was rolled shut.
Well, the funny thing is, I feel like
it can't get any funnier.
You have dug yourself right in a hole.
What kind of hole? A panty hole?
Yeah, a panty hole. You have dug yourself right in a panty hole because that very same paper bag full of thongs I jokingly gave to you as a gag gift like on our anniversary or Valentine's Day or something this year. Yeah. And so, boom, mister.
I remember that. I didn't remember it, but I remember it now.
Oh, I bet you do.
Are your feelings hurt? Are you not going to talk to me after the podcast is over?
I might not. No.
Oh, my God.
Darn sure never wear thongs for you again. You don't appreciate these.
I appreciate them. I appreciate them immensely.
So can we not talk about my thongs anymore? Like, this is getting awkward.
Soon after, whoever it is finds the bag of thongs. And they're like, whoa, I wonder if this is Katie's or whatever it's Pop's. Then they're going to move on to our dresser to start, you know, unpacking the stuff out of there. I opened one of the drawers in our dressers the other day. And I was moving. I don't remember what I was looking for. It was one of your drawers because I don't go in there.
So first of all, I know where you're going. And you need to say spoiler alert if there are any small children around.
Oh, yes. If there's any small children,
if you spoil it for somebody, so help me. I will not have that on my shoulders.
Do not let your children listen to this. I opened one of the drawers. And I was looking for something. I don't know what it was. And I saw a stack of envelopes. And I was like, what is this?
There are Ziploc bags as well. Yep, I know where you're going. And I don't know why, like, is this pick on Katie Day? What, you're no. Like trying to tell all my deep, dark secrets? No.
So I pull this envelope out. Oh, because you know what? Gracious. It's in my house. I know it's yours. But if I want to find out what's an envelope in my house, I'm going to look inside.
You peer into the envelope.
I do. And you know what I see? A human tooth. Just a human tooth.
It's not that weird, okay?
It's weird.
It's not weird.
It's weird because it's weird.
It's not.
Because there were multiple envelopes, and they were dated. Yeah. There's
in Ziploc bags.
There's a stack of individually wrapped human teeth in envelopes with dates. That is serial killer stuff.
I have three young children. It is perfectly normal, okay? Because when a child loses a tooth, we put it, you know, in something, a Ziploc bag or an envelope or something like that, so we don't lose it, and we put that under their pillow, and then the tooth fairy comes and gets it. And then the tooth fairy takes it and writes the name of the child and the date and what tooth it is. So, it's not weird.
I understand that a lot of moms do it. I get it. Oh, my baby's teeth fell out. No, this is a thing, you know, because your baby turns into a toddler, turns into a kid, turns into a teenager, turns into an adult and leaves. I get it. What's the plan? You know, like, what are you, like, what's the like, plan?
Are you worried I'm going to, like, make a necklace out of them?
I'm just curious, like, what's the end game here?
Like, matching earrings, like, just dangling little baby teeth.
Ah! You're, like, 90 years old, and you're sitting on the front porch, and you're wearing teeth jewelry. I'm like... Woo! They're not going to ask. Because you know that's... When people wear teeth jewelry, they don't ask. They don't ask you why you're wearing teeth jewelry. They're just going to assume that you're crazy.
You know...
And you are.
Speaking of teeth jewelry, back whenever I was still breastfeeding, I think it was Reese. Because I was like, oh, is that,
I just want to let you know, me and all the listeners, we're extremely confused right now.
Whenever I was still breastfeeding Reese, I found out there was this company that made this jewelry out of breast milk, and they would take it. I don't know how they did it, but they could take your breast milk and make like a stone.
Oh, okay. So you send your breast milk in. I thought you was getting like you, breast milk jewelry in the mail.
Yeah, like you send
Buy that.
You send them your own breast milk, and they make it like a jewelry out of it, like a ring or necklace, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
It's probably not real. You probably send your breast milk through the mail.
They just send you some random stone.
They have some chemical thing they've mixed together and made a million pieces of jewelry out for like 35 cents. And they're like, what happened to this?
Anyway,
somebody was tasked with making some jewelry and it turned out odd. And they were like, what happened? We can't sell this. It was supposed to be a blue jewel. And this is like this milky white color.
I thought that the thought of it alone was just so precious and so sweet. Not specifically for like right then in that point in life, but like a piece of jewelry to have later, you know, whenever my kids are grown, to have, you know, a piece of jewelry to remind me of the baby days. But I remember telling you about it and you were like, that is so gross.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
I still think that, but I've grown in the way that I look at things, you know?
To worry about it.
If we get some breast milk out of there now, it'll be odd.
I mean, I don't know. The old girls might still work, but it's been a while.
Shake them just real fast and see if something comes out.
There's really no part of me that wants to even attempt to squeeze milk out of my nipples anymore. I'm done. I am done.
I'm just saying. There's a real chance that when you send that breast milk through the mail, it probably just goes in the trash. And they send you some pre-made piece of jewelry.
They open up the mail and they're just like, ugh.
They don't even open it anymore. They just immediately dump it in the trash.
And they just send you some white stone on your jewelry. Go, here's your breast milk jewelry. Enjoy. Enjoy your precious memories.
There's probably some weird dude in the factory. His name's Fred. Hey, he drinks the milk sometimes.
Ew! Oh, why did you eat? That's so gross.
What? I'm like, Fred's worked here for 37 years.
That's so gross. That is so gross.
He's not had a raise since 1973. He's just as happy as he could be working here. We don't know.
That makes my stomach hurt.
We call him Fred the Milkman.
Oh my gosh, you gotta stop.
We tried to give him a promotion. He was like,
"It's so wrong." Ew.
It's a little wrong.
I bet he's really healthy though, on a side note.
Oh yeah. He's 113 now and he still works on the factory.
I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But if one were to drink breast milk every day, it's got all kinds of good stuff in it. I bet you would be really healthy.
No, you wouldn't. Not right now. The chances are, with Fred being 113.
I'm not saying can you catch Rona
through breast milk?
Probably.
Yeah, so Fred might not be doing well.
I'm not saying go around to just any old stranger's lactating breast and just start drinking.
What are you talking about? He works in the factory where people are sending their breast milk to make the jewelry, and we were working on the conversation of it probably just goes in the trash. So he's drinking breast milk from large amounts of strangers. Oh,
we're talking about him specifically.
Yes,
okay.
Fred, the factory milk man.
All right, I'm with you.
I'm just saying, if he's 113 and he's lived to that age because of all the nutrients from the breast milk, he's going to catch Rona if it can be transferred through breast milk. And Rona,
why you put that bad juju on this man?
Rona hasn't been pleasant to older folks. That's all I'm saying.
What? How you know he's
old? Fred, you need to stop drinking the breast milk immediately.
Oh my gosh. How did we even... So what's the deal with the nose hair? What's the nose hair about?
On the list?
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah. We're moving from these two. Okay. I'm getting older. And I've noticed things that have changed.
Are you having nose hair issues? Like, is that what I need to get you for Christmas, is a nose hair trimmer? Are we there? Am I gonna have to start trimming your ears? You know, like,
I'm
you more hairy in the nostril region
these days? Hairs come out of my nose hole. And that's never happened before in my entire life.
Oh my gosh.
At least every other day, I'm grabbing them and just yanking them out. It hurts. Like, I'm going to have to go get something to start just trimming my nose.
Embrace that dad bod. Just embrace it, babe.
No, I don't want to have afros coming out of my nose holes.
Embrace the dad bod. We'll get you one of those nice little nose hair trimmers. You'll be good.
We have to get an expensive one, though. Because we bought something a long time ago, and it came with like a nose hair attachment. It wasn't very expensive.
Pulls your nose
and
hair.
And I put it in my nose just to try it, and I remember it grabbed 83 nose hairs and pulled them all out simultaneously. Why
you're not supposed to like shove it up in your nose.
Are you sure? How the hell do you cut it?
You don't cut off all of your nose hair. You need those.
I don't know, man.
You just use it to trim like where it sticks out.
Oh, that makes sense. No, I definitely shoved it inside.
You don't like go all up in there like Q-tip and just
you'd be like, I want to cut the hairs near my brain. Oh yeah, just
you need those.
They all sucked up in there and they all pulled out. My nose bled. It landed on the sink. It was a disaster.
You like clogged it up probably. It was just like. You know, like when you're mowing the grass and you get to like that real, thick clump, and the lawnmower shuts off.
You got to like back up and push the lawnmower down and then pull it. You got to crank it a couple times to get the stuff to come out. Yeah, that's what happened.
That's what happened with your nose.
I shoved the razor in there and smoke came out the end.
That poor little thing was like, nope.
I had to bang it on the counter to get it to start working again. I unplugged it from the wall, plugged it back in, you know? Yeah. Maybe that was my mistake.
Yeah, I think you went too deep.
Does it make me a child that the first thing I wanted to say was that's what she said? Oh, I'm a child.
Not at all. This week has been a weird, strange, odd, unusual week.
2020.
And yeah, I mean, it feels weird to say that. Yeah,
every week is a weird, strange, and odd week in the year. Well, of like, our Lord 2020.
For our household, this week we were really off. It was an unusual week for our household specifically. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. It started last Saturday. I went out of town with my best friends. We went to Raleigh. We ate at the Cheesecake Factory. Oh my God, I had that caramel apple cheesecake.
I hate that you were staying the night.
Oh my God.
Because if you weren't staying the night, I would have been like, if you come back to this house without bringing me a piece of cheesecake.
Oh, I so would have brought you some.
Yeah, but you were staying the night. Then it would have been like, I mean, it still would have been good the next day, and then you're 2 hours away. And that's a lot of money to pay for a slice of cheesecake and for it to be old.
But oh my gosh.
That's good, huh?
So good.
What flavor did you get?
A caramel apple.
Did you say that a while ago? Did I just ignore it? I think because I can't even remember now. That sounds good.
It was so good.
I just, I've been to the Cheesecake Factory, I think, one time. And I was looking at you know what I got? Just regular old cheesecake with strawberries on top. That's what I want. I don't want that fancy stuff.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's like the regular classic old cheesecake. And it was
keeping
delicious.
Keeping it classy.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Anyway, so did that. Came back home. I literally like unpacked my bags so that I could do laundry so I could pack my bags again. Because I had to go out of town again Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Evening, because my sister got married on Wednesday, and my sister just recently moved 4 hours away with her fiance.
And you wanted to go, which
and
is fine.
So I had to go with my sister.
Can we just take one moment to say thank you to my mom and dad for watching the kids for you to go to that wedding?
Yes, yes. Your parents, luckily, it all worked out, and yes, your mom was so great, and your dad too.
Yeah, because I couldn't watch them.
You had inventory, so you couldn't. Yeah, you couldn't watch them. Yeah. So they were able to watch them, so that I could go. And then, and congratulations to Carrie and Scott.
Yes, congratulations, marriage. It's great.
So anyway,
I love being married. I've been married for a long time.
My sister is 4 hours away, and she's getting married. So that means road trip. And then my mom and dad went with me. My niece also went. So it was the four of us in the car. Long drive, and I can't.
You guys wearing your masks
in the car? No, but every time I stopped somewhere, I wore my mask.
Good job.
Sorry. Anyway, so I'm like, I have to have music. But I'm like, you know, me and my parents don't listen to all the same types of music.
I'm sure.
So we can enjoy some of the same stuff for sure.
My kids are six, and we already don't listen to the same
types of music. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I just go to, like, Apple and find this sing-along, like, car ride playlist. And
you try to do a sing-along with your parents?
Yeah. You're 37 years old. Here's, I was going to be doing a sing-along. And I was just trying to make it as easy for other people to want to join in because.
Do you think you're when you?
I had to drive this, for 4 hours. I had to entertain myself.
Do you think when you started doing this, your parents were like, "Oh, I remember when she used to try to sing to us in the car." God,
you know, I don't know. I didn't even think about that.
That's great.
Do you think was I like that as a kid?
You're like that as an adult. You sing in the car all the time with me, but I sing in the car too. So
I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time I went on a road trip with my parents though. Mm-hmm. And not only do I sing in the car, but whenever I sing along with songs, I don't just sing along with the words. Like
you dance.
I make sounds like with the music. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it. I just make sounds. And about 3 hours into the trip,
your parents were like, "Enough! Let me out of here!" And they tucked and rolled out the front door.
My mom, she pulls out her phone and starts scrolling on Facebook, and I was like,
"Oh no!"
My mom doesn't want to have a sing along with me anymore. And then I was like, I bet I am the most annoying person to be in the car. I'm that person. I'm the annoying one.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, I probably am. I am too. And I think that's why we work well together.
I think you and I road trip well together because we have like this mutual agreement when it comes to music and we know what each other will tolerate.
Yeah.
Like I know how far I can push it mm-hmm. with like, you know.
Sometimes I ask, I'm like, hey,
are you okay with listening
to another Weird Al Yankovic song?
Yeah. And then, you know, we listen to some of your Weird Al Yankovic and I don't know. We both enjoy some Whitney Houston and mm-hmm. Celine Dion. Y'all don't know. We road trip it up. We perform.
I have podcasts.
We perform.
I'm sorry. I have playlists for like different parts of my life.
You are so organized with your playlist. It's impressive to me. But I'm the same type of person. I don't be deleting my emails either.
Have you gone through my phone and looked at my playlist?
I did recently because I was trying to find a song for the kids on there one day. And I was like, oh my gosh, you have so many playlists on here.
Yeah, like different moods. Like
you're so... One was like cleaning. It said cleaning.
Yeah, that's my cleaning playlist.
And one was like kids. It's for like, you know, when the kids are in the car and stuff, it's mm-hmm. all, it doesn't have anything explicit, you know, it's all
yep.
family friendly.
Yep. I listen to a wide variety of types of music.
Yeah, I do
and,
too.
And the thing about that is sometimes you don't want to mix them together, you know, like
it's mood dependent.
I'm not going to listen to... I mean, I will, but I wouldn't listen to AC/DC and then immediately listen to 50 Cent. You know what I mean? Like, it's just too... I have things laid out in order for a reason.
It's got flow, huh?
Yeah. It's got to be good. That's what I made the playlist for. I drive constantly. So I want to make sure that I can just pick something that I know I can just listen to and have fun. I have a playlist for when I get ready for us to podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I've got songs that are like happier.
You're so organized with your playlists. I'm jealous. I feel like I need more playlists in my life.
I've got a Christmas playlist on here of songs that I like at Christmas time. I have one called Concord. And I don't remember.
Was that a work trip thing?
You know what? I think I might have been driving to Concord. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have the songs ready that I want to listen to on my drive to Concord. I've got the dance party you were talking about. I've got one called Driving. The kid friendly. Oh, that's about any more in here. I got a running playlist. Obviously, everybody's got to have a running playlist.
I have a running playlist. I have like a playlist for I did it for like Reagan and Riley's birthday party a mm-hmm. couple years ago, and we've just added to it just songs that they like. And then I think Reese has a playlist like that as well. We've just added to, and then, yeah, a couple others like that. But yeah, you're so organized with your like your different music for your different tasks and moods.
Well, it's not. It's not that I want to be organized. It has nothing to do with organization. It has to do with I don't like waiting.
Yeah.
I know what I want to listen to. I know what mood I'm in. Yeah. I don't want to like decide on an album. I just want to be like, you know what? I feel like being motivated. Here's my playlist that motivates me.
I gotcha.
Hey, I'm pretty upset. Let me listen to my Bad Religion playlist. You know what I mean? Like there's different things that I have for my mood or what I'm doing.
Kind of like when you want to watch TV, but you're like, oh, I don't want to flip. I want to just turn it on and watch something.
Right. You know what else they have on Apple right now?
What?
They've got like radio.
Yeah.
Like you can listen to, and it's like, it's.
I've used it a few times.
It's built.
It's not something I use like all radio. The time.
Yeah. Like there's somebody talking and there's a little bit of laughter and then they play a song. And well, this morning, we just got done talking about how I have a playlist for everything. Well, this morning, I kind of didn't know what I wanted to listen to and I accidentally hit that browse button or the radio button. And I saw it and I was like, I've never done this before. And it was like classic rock hits or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, classic rock hits. And I hit play. They were playing a Weezer song.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Jesus, how old am I getting? Yeah. Now, let me tell you what happened because of this radio station that I just randomly picked. I know who Weezer is. I've heard a couple of their songs. You can't help but to have heard them because they got massive. But I've never really listened to Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against them. When I listen to their songs, they don't. I've never had a want to go find out about more Weezer.
Yes, well, I understand.
Today I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was like, you know what?
Okay.
Maybe I should listen to Weezer for the first time. So I went and got a Weezer playlist off of another playlist. That's right. Off of Apple. And I hit random. I hit shuffle. I listened to a song. I don't remember what it was. But then I was driving and I stopped at a stoplight. And I had the windows like halfway down. And the music was turned not up, like not annoyingly up. But, you know, I wanted to hear it. It's kind of loud. And I hear somebody go, hey, Bob. And they said something else.
Oh, my goodness.
And I turned the radio down. I'm at a stoplight. People, that happens. Not a lot, but it happens that strangers will go, hey, Bob, because of the show. Well, I thought, for a split second, I thought that's what was happening. I turned the radio down, and I look around in confusion, because I'm at a stoplight. I'm like, who the hell is talking to me?
And oh, my gosh. Was it in the song?
There's nobody there. And it was in the song, and it got me good.
Oh, wow.
I turned the radio off.
Wow, that's great.
I said,
that's so great.
I said, hey. I was like, hey. And I look around and there's nobody. And I'm sure somebody saw that. Somebody saw me turn
somebody
my music down.
Thought you were nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're like, that dude's off his rocker. He's talking to somebody that's not there.
I'm not supposed to. We're not supposed to do this, but I'm doing it anyway. So nobody tell on me, okay? I'm going to play a small little clip of this song so you can hear what I heard.
Okay.
We're going to get a cease and desist letter. Here we go. Hey, Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing, man?
I totally forgot about that.
And I turned the music off, and I turned around. I was like, hey. Oh. There's nobody.
Yeah, well, because it totally it's talking in there.
And I didn't realize it because the light turned green and I drove off.
That's
and I was
fantastic.
Like, what the hell was that? And I hit play on the music again, and then I
is that when you realize it?
I went, oh my god.
Oh.
Well, somebody had a good time watching me try to figure out who was in my car.
Oh, that's great.
But that was my morning. So I started off, I think that was at like 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, something like that.
This morning?
Yeah.
It was, oh my gosh, it was a weird day, weird ending to a weird week.
Yeah.
He said, I was out of town twice this week. That's obviously not normal for me. My sister got married. There was Veterans Day. And then.
Thank you to the veterans. Woo!
And then Thursday, you know, we're like trying to get back on our normal routine. Yeah. You know, oh, yeah, it's still
week.
The middle of the week.
And then how are we going to end it?
And well, yeah, Thursday there was, we had parts of tropical storm.
Oh, that's right.
The tropical storm. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was like horrible rain yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then today, yeah, the kids had a 2-hour delay at school. So already like the morning just fell off. And then after I got home from dropping them off, I realized it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th.
And I was like, oh boy. I was like, it has just been a really weird week. And here it is, the end. And I was like, oh, thank God we're just Friday. I'm ready for the weekend. And I was like, oh, it's Friday the 13th. How weird. How just bizarre.
You remember that meme I showed you with the comedian, was it Duncan Trussell? Man, I can't remember his name. And it said, somewhere in the world, there's a poor soul without a phone.
Somebody doesn't know
sitting by a waterfall, and he doesn't know how scared he's supposed to be.
How scared and angry he's supposed to be, yep.
I'm curious. Like, I haven't, you know, I set that thing on my phone where I can't get on social media, but, a certain amount of time every day. I'm wondering what's going to be trending on Twitter for Friday the 13th.
Oh.
What kind of weird things happened in the year of 2020?
Yeah, you know, I haven't even, like, I try to look at the news pretty frequently since I don't use social media, so I need to find out what's going on in the world, and I haven't looked at the news really the past couple days.
There's no need. You can't believe anything nowadays.
You can't
believe anything.
You have to take breaks sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Give me your hands. If I had to celebrate Friday the 13th with anybody in the world.
I would not rather spend it with anybody else.
I know. I love you so much. Happy Friday the 13th. Find your laugh.
Find your happy.
Jalapenos.
On a stick.